The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's been 10 months since you've been out of the office, Tony. What do you miss about it?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I miss blowing my nose in your pocket squares.
Oh.
But I would always fold them up.
Yeah.
I put them back where I got them.
Yeah, those are the ones I gifted you. So, you know, wear them happily. You know?
I don't have them.
Those were your gifted ones.
Not as fancy as you are. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Niners consider their options at quarterback, the Mets try to land another star, and the Hall of Fame might not let anyone in. But we begin today again with Aaron Rodgers, who both of us said has taken his last snap as a Green Bay Packer. Mark Murphy, the CEO of the Packers, begs to differ with us. Last night, Murphy told WNFL Radio in Green Bay, and I quote, "We're not idiots. Aaron Rodgers will be back. He is our leader," unquote. Wilbon, this seems like a slap in the face to you. What is your comment?
No, Mark Murphy wouldn't do that. Former Northwestern athletic director, someone I know very well and respect very much. And yes, this is what he not only should feel, he better feel this way and better approach it this way to keep Aaron Rodgers. But Tony, Mark Murphy also, if we were sitting down having a real conversation, I would say to him, "You and people of your ilk, meaning established NFL club builders, you're not accustomed to players having leverage. You think this is the NBA." And, you know, NFL people sneer at NBA management folks, and they have for years. You know, you can't just cut your guys and throw them out without, you know, because you got no cut contracts. You know, your guys have all this leverage. We don't have to deal with that. Well, now they do. And Aaron Rodgers has a lot of leverage, and we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, I mean, we know Mark Murphy before he was the AD at Northwestern.
Yes.
And when he played in Washington. And I know him when he was the AD at Colgate, and I played Seven Oaks, the golf course up there, with him. And I like him a lot. And I think he's a smart guy, as do you. They're not idiots. They want to keep Aaron Rodgers. But to your point, I don't know that they can necessarily do this. If Aaron Rodgers is willing to not show up, if he wants to, and Deshaun Watson wants to see if they have the power of James Harden, which neither you nor I thought they ever had, but maybe they do. If, for example, Aaron Rodgers says, "I'm not going to play, so play your boy Jordan Love, who you drafted, including you,
yeah.
Mr. Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see how good he is." Now, what you hear about him is he's got an accuracy problem. Well, maybe that'll be fixed by September. But if Jordan Love plays, then people in Green Bay are going to say, well, then get something for Aaron Rodgers. Like, go trade him. Get something for Aaron Rodgers. And that puts the game in motion. At 37, you'd say, oh, you don't want to miss 37 because you don't have any years left after that. But Brady's proven you do. Maybe he just gets healthy for a year. I don't know.
He wouldn't have to miss the year, Tony, I don't think. I mean, you know, this is a new day. And you mentioned James Harden. Again, this is the fear that is now spread through NFL front offices, that pro football players, and let's face it, we're talking mostly about quarterbacks. We could cherry pick some guys off rosters who would have that kind of power. But when you talk about Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers, those guys do have NBA star level leverage. And so, you know, I don't know if Mark is a very smart guy. Yes, I've known him more than half my life. He knows the calculus here, but he may be underestimating to a little bit what is versus what used to be in terms of that player dynamic.
There are other reports that Rodgers is now testing the waters to see if Green Bay will give him a new contract and satisfy him, but that could be a charade in the sense that he could say to them, if you don't want to extend me and you don't want to commit to me, then let me out. Let me out.
And why would they extend him if they just drafted the new, what they think is their new golden boy? Why would they extend Rodgers? You know, that doesn't happen anymore in NFL teams either. So, look, Tony, I may have overreacted to Rodgers' demeanor and comments in the moment after a loss. I know better. You and I both been in a lot of locker rooms. We know that guys say and feel things in the moment that they don't say and feel 2 months later, 3 months later. But I'm still thinking that this is going to be Rodgers. We just saw his last snap for Green Bay. I'm sticking with that position for now. Let's move to baseball. Well, the New York Mets might be on the verge of another big move. Bob Nightingale of USA Today reports the Mets have offered National League Cy Young winner Trevor Bauer a deal that would approach Gerrit Cole's baseball leading annual salary of $36 million a year. Tone, would signing Trevor Bauer make you take the Mets seriously as contenders in owner Steve Cohen's very first year?
Absolutely. Look, I pay attention to the NL East. The Phillies are going to keep the catcher, JT Realmuto, who's a very good catcher. Okay? The Mets are already a contender as far as I am concerned, and I'll tell you why. They've got a few hitters who are awfully good. Alonso can hit 50 home runs, right? Conforto is a very good player. McNeil's a good player.
They just got Lindor. Don't forget Lindor.
Yeah, Frankie Lindor, who's a great player. Wilson Ramos, who I loved when he was in Washington. And they're going to get Noah Syndergaard back this year from Tommy John. They got Jacob deGrom, who is a two-time Cy Young winner already in the National League. And if they get Bauer, I mean, just ask yourself this for a second. You come to New York for a three-game or a four-game series, and the first two people you get are deGrom and Bauer. Welcome to the city. I mean, they're building their team the way the Nats did on starting pitching. Yes, I think they are contenders, and this is exactly what they wanted from Steve Cohen, that he would spend a lot of money, make some flashy hires, and make them a big market team.
I'm not going to pretend to be a New York baseball expert, but this reminds me of the way that George Steinbrenner used to approach it, right? I mean, the Yankees have done it through farm system and great minor league development and filling in here and there. But as you mentioned, Tone, Cohen he's come in and he said when he came in, basically, look, we're going to do it on every level. We're going to rebuild the farm system. We're going to get free agents. We're going to make trades. And he seems to be doing that. But let me just say this. It looks great on paper, but we see teams every year in baseball who look great on paper and they don't get it done.
Right.
But I would say it's a little different from the way the White Sox are building, and they're apparently going to be contenders, mostly homegrown and really young talent. The Padres have a mix of both. But it's interesting, those three teams, Tony, which are the other, they are the B-side teams in their big markets.
Steinbrenner went out and he got Catfish Hunter and he got Reggie Jackson. They were not homegrown.
No.
He went out and made a big splash. Let me just give you Bauer's numbers for a second because they're fantastic. In the playoffs, he got a team to the playoffs that hadn't been there since Rose and Morgan and Bench and Perez. He went 7 2/3 innings, no runs, 12 Ks. When he went on 3 days rest, he went 8 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 12 Ks. He's a stud. He's a stud. Let's move to the next story, and it's still baseball, which makes me happy. The Hall of Fame is set to announce its new inductees at 6 p.m. That's in a few minutes. There is a distinct possibility that no one will get in for the fourth time ever, the first time since 2013. Curt Schilling is someone who could get in. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are again on the ballot. Wilmot, how would you feel if nobody gets in?
The Baseball Hall of Fame doesn't do it for me anymore because it's just one big, fat, dark cloud. That's what it's been. The cloud's been hanging over Cooperstown now. How many years did you say, Tone? 10, right? Maybe a little bit more than that? 15 even?
More.
10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
It's just been hanging there.
Yep.
And you don't know what to make of it. What am I supposed to believe about the steroid era? How harshly should the players from that era be penalized? Individually or collectively, and you just go, oh my God, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this discussion. I'm tired of the gloom. By the way, I'm not blaming anybody. I mean, if I was going to blame people, it'd be the players in question. I'm not blaming the people who elect folks to the Hall of Fame. I'm not. If I was in that body of people, I don't know that I would know what I'd feel comfortable doing. So when it comes to Baseball Hall of Fame, I'm just like, just keep it away from me. Maybe in 20 years, we'll be past this.
That's interesting because I have a distinctly different impression of that. I would be happy if baseball rejected players and didn't let anybody in. I would say that that spoke to the integrity of the sport and the voters in this particular case, because they don't want people who aren't great players in there. And as opposed to the NFL where and the NBA, where they bring in a carload of people every year, seven or eight people. In the NFL, there's so many positions, I can live with it. In the NBA, they end up bringing in people who, you know, they just scored a lot of points. They weren't great players. They never won anything. I'm okay if Schilling gets in, by the way, because I think late in his career, in the regular season and in the postseason, Arizona and Boston, I thought he really distinguished himself. I thought the bloody sock would get him in alone. But I think people, for political reasons and social reasons, they don't like him. I don't know if he's going to get in. And I would put in Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. I'd put them in ahead of, you know, Sammy Sosa and Manny. And when A-Rod comes up, you know, I mean, these people are perceived to have cheated. A-Rod has conceded that he cheated. I would put it in, as you know, and I'd put it on the plaque.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, if you don't have Pete Rose and Barry Bonds in, what are you doing?
Tony, I get that argument. And here's my conflict, inner conflict. You know, when you said integrity in baseball, I just cringed. You know, because I remember a really, really smart, talented columnist who wrote that if you took all the cheaters and bums out of baseball, you could put the Hall of Fame in a broom closet. Oh, wow. What a great line that was. You want to refresh my That's memory
funny.
And tell me who wrote that?
That was funny.
That's a great line.
God,
isn't
I was,
it?
I was huh? good. I was a
yeah,
good
Yeah, you were
writer.
Real good. It's By Anthony time, Kornheiser. Nice job out yeah. of you. You've gone
That's
soft.
That's the old days.
You're so soft
When I had
now.
Integrity. God. Not like now. Let's take a break. Coming up, is Matthew Stafford or Deshaun Watson more likely to be suiting up for the Niners next season?
I always like using that line against you just when I need it. Former teammates John Wall, Bradley Beal face each other tonight. Who should be happier with their split?
Again, I used to be a good writer. I think you were too. And that's not what we do anymore. That's just not what we do.
Broom closet. You really thought a lot of
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Time for the game where everything is a toss-up except who's going to win. This guy. What's first?
Toss-up more likely to start for the Niners next season. Matthew Stafford or Deshaun Watson?
So Garoppolo is out? The guy who took you to the Super Bowl less than 12 months ago, he's just out? We're supposed to say, okay, he's gone. Kyle Shanahan is okay with that. If I ran the 49ers, Mike, and I was an old team, I'd go for Stafford if I needed to win now. If I was a young team and I could build something incrementally, I would go for Deshaun Watson. As it turns out, they are the fourth oldest team in the NFL, and Stafford is likely to cost them less in draft picks or trade or something like that. Yeah, so I mean, if I had to pick, I'd say Stafford.
Yeah, it seems like that would be a Stafford answer to me as well, Tony. And you're right. I mean, Garoppolo, wasn't he supposed to be everybody's answer to everything? He was supposed to be.
What happened?
Right? Belichick wanted him and couldn't keep him, and the Niners were going to win with him. But then as soon as the Niners didn't win, they were talking about him being out of there the next season, which means the season we just finished, regular season. So who knows? I mean, and some of these things are so overstated. Stafford hasn't done anything to prove that he can win, but we think he can. We're projecting with better players around him. I would think it would be Stafford as well.
Yeah, I mean, he gives you a better opportunity maybe to win right now. Right now.
I don't know. Deshaun Watson's still a better player.
Toss up. They play tonight. Who should be happier, Bradley Beal or John Wall?
Okay, so their money is not an issue. They both make a lot of money, although Wall makes so much money. In 2022, he's going to make $47 million. You have to look at what they're playing with and what they think is coming around the corner. And both these teams have been hurt by the coronavirus, so it's hard to tell if they're any good or not. Houston is 6-9. Washington is 3-9. Washington traded Wall and got Russell Westbrook, who I believe is a better player and more willing to play with Beal. Wall didn't really want to play with Beal. If I look at this objectively, I think Beal probably has to be happier because they traded Wall to keep him happy and to keep him around. So I think he's probably a little bit happier, even though the GM lied about that trade.
Tony, that makes sense to me, the scenario you just laid out. But I'm going to say Wall. Because Wall
really?
Is playing. Yeah, look, and first of all, the Wizards don't even play. They're not even out there. Wizards, the season has started, and the Wizards are still in training camp. We don't even know where they are, sadly, because of coronavirus. Now,
that's right.
There's a kid named Christian Wood, and I know you're not watching the league yet. You don't know who Christian Wood is, but you better start to pay attention,
son. He's center. He's good.
He can play, and John Wall can play with him, and Eric Gordon, and I'm not sure I know what Houston's doing. Who God only knows what their management's doing. But I think the answer could be John Wall here, who seems pretty frisky
you
and
left
happy
out
about
Oladipo.
His situation. And
left
they
out
just
Oladipo.
Got Oladipo. So you got Oladipo,
who can not only
Wall,
play,
Christian Wood.
He can sing.
He can
That's
sing.
It. Clear
he can dress,
win for Kornheiser.
Too. Oladipo.
Let's take one last break, but still to come, Coach K's team could fall below 500 tonight. Really?
Oladipo annually on my all-best dressed team in all of sports. Jamal Murray gets tossed after going low. Going low.
Maybe it's Wall, but I don't think so.
Nobody
wants to play there. Harden just trashed that whole team. Nobody wants to play there.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Happy time, people. Happy 27th birthday, Montrezl Harrell. When the notable sixth man signed with the Lakers in the offseason, there were all sorts of pronouncements that this was monumentally important. Not only would Harrell's offensive and defensive prowess greatly help the Lakers, but his absence from the Clippers would greatly diminish them. The Clippers were potentially dysfunctional because they fired Doc Rivers and Paul George had another massive choke during the playoffs. Well, so far, the Clippers haven't been hurt at all. Their record of 13-4 is just a half game behind the Lakers' 14-4, which is best in the NBA. And George is having a very good season. Harrell, who averaged 18.6 points and 7.1 rebounds for the Clippers, is getting the same rebounds for the Lakers, but his scoring is down 5 points a game. What is the motivation to switch teams but stay in the same building, since both the Clippers and the Lakers play in the Staples Center? I'm guessing the Lakers' locker room and catering must be far superior to the Clippers.
Or the Lakers' locker room has that guy with 23 on his jersey. Maybe that might be the motivation for switching locker rooms. in that building. Harrell wasn't going to score as many points playing for the Lakers. That just wasn't going to happen, but he's a big contributor. Tony, the Lakers gave the team the day off today and have no plans to officially mark the year since the death of Kobe Bryant. LeBron even said earlier this week, quote, legends never die, and he's exactly that, close quote. And Anthony Davis said, quote, I know I still have trouble with it. You still just can't believe it, close quote. Tony, I'm totally with LeBron and AD in that it's okay to deal with this in a private team way as opposed to another round of public commemorations.
Happy anniversary, Chicago Bears. On this day 35 years ago, the Monsters of the Midway completed their dominating 18-1 season with a 46-10 demolition of New England. The Bears' defense was extraordinary. During the regular season, they held opponents under double digits 7 times. In the playoffs, they were even better. They won their 3 games by a combined score of 91-10. To add insult to injury, they even devised a handoff to William the Refrigerator Perry, a massive defensive lineman, for a Super Bowl touchdown. It's certainly arguable these Super Bowl Shuffle Bears had the greatest season ever, even better than the undefeated Miami Dolphins. At least this one year, the Bears had a quarterback who scored some points with Jim McMahon. I don't want to get in your way, Wilbon, but what stands out to me is this was 35 years ago. I was at that game in New Orleans. It honestly doesn't feel that long ago.
Yeah, well, it does to me. Even though the Bears have been to a Super Bowl, they lost to Peyton Manning and the Colts in 2007 after the 2006 season. Tony, it's a one-note song, one-hit wonder. What a hit it was. Do you, if you had to pick between the 72 Dolphins and the 85 Bears, who do you pick?
Well, I just wrote that script because I picked the Bears because they were just dominating.
You do pick totally the Bears over those Dolphins who were perfect.
I don't know. Are you listening to
Champagne?
Me?
Champagne. I usually don't.
Happy trails, Jamal Murray. The Denver guard was ejected in the third quarter of last night's game against Dallas after appearing to potentially hit Tim Hardaway Jr. in the man zone.
Ugh.
Murray stumbled backward after the two collided on a Denver possession. Murray then got up, reached between Hardaway's legs with his right arm, and Hardaway doubled over. The initial foul call was upgraded to a flagrant 2 upon video review. Denver coach Michael Malone said he hoped, quote, we can use this as a learning experience, unquote, whatever that means. You will remember Jamal Murray had a fabulous run in the recent playoffs. He scored 26.5 points a game, had 6.6 assists, shot 45.3 from 3. He was so good, Mr. Wilbon pronounced him and Donovan Mitchell superstars. Well, Murray's down across the board this year to 19.3 points, 4.3 assists, and only 34% from 3. What happened?
6 of the Nuggets players from that team that had those 2 great comeback series, 6 left the team, Tony, including a Mr. Grant, who they should have moved heaven and earth to keep on that team and not let him go to Detroit. But when you lose 6 players, it's going to take you a while. Jamal Murray's coming along. He is. And Donovan Mitchell, you don't want to argue with me that he's a superstar, do you?
Not arguing with anybody anymore, ever. Big finish. LeBron had 46 as the Lakers beat the Cavs. Are you impressed?
LeBron in Cleveland. Got a chance to go home, have mom's home-cooked meal, hang out with his uncle. Just that was not a good situation for the Cavaliers. Former Jags coach Doug Marrone joining Alabama as offensive line coach. How shocking.
This is what Saban does. He rehabilitates coaches who've been fired, and then they leave him and they become head coaches again. James Wiseman came off the bench last night behind Kevon Looney. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Does that make sense to you?
In the short term, anything can make sense in the NBA, Tony. And particularly, I'm sure Steve Kerr wants to play with combinations and rotations and groupings of players. Yes, it makes sense. Georgia Tech at Duke tonight. Is 5-5 Duke going to fall below 500?
It's unthinkable to me. This is Duke. I mean, I can't imagine them under 500.
No, I can't
either.
Wild.
Last one. The Jazz go for their 9th win in a row when they host the Knicks. Do you like their chances?
Tibbs has the Knicks playing much better, Tony. 8-10, at least hovering around 500. I don't see them beating the Jazz, the 12-4 Jazz tonight in Utah. No.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Now, with SportsCenter.
Seriously, do you listen to me when I do these?
And then every
you
now
ask
and
me
then.
How I feel?
Every other show.
I just...